Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting program coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dig.
At baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Not much. Mitt, how are we?
I forgot that we were doing this.
Clapping?
We can't be doing this.
Why?
What do you mean?
It stinks.
What?
Okay.
We're clapping for ourselves. Come on.
Yeah.
Every show's doing it, brother.
If you don't love yourself, who will?
Yeah. I mean, our intros are pretty hype already, so yeah. I don't know if we needed to add.
I think clapping is the fucking juice.
There's no such thing as too hype.
I mean, if you go like 5-0 or just in general, like hit a big parlay, have a good lay, maybe we can start clapping.
1-0-3 last night in baseball.
Yeah, I went 0-2.
It was 6-2 because I did Padres first five plus a half and full game. They lost both. So fucking, call it 6-2, but only one team did me dirty.
Reds getting 2 in the 6. Boy, does that grind my gears.
That grinded me so bad.
That was a sweat full game as well. The Orioles sweat was glorious. Shout out Ryan, I believe, Mountcastle. He really saved the day.
I'm sorry, what? Oh,
the Orioles first base.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, Mountcastle.
Also, last night, Caitlin Clark went off.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Paige Buckets.
Very good.
Paige Buckets.
I'm excited for that match.
Yeah, I am. I do.
Because Paige can do a better job than HVL picking her up.
She's 4 or 5 inches taller than her, so.
Yeah.
Shoot a good thought.
Paige above 6 feet? She seems.
No, I think she's listed at 6. I think they're both listed at 6.
Gotcha. She seems longer than Caitlin.
I think, yeah.
Maybe she's longer.
Might be a pick on somebody your own size situation.
A little bit. A little bit. See, I like them apples.
We'll have that, you know, Friday.
That's Friday.
We'll have, you know.
Picks Thursday, because.
Yes, we will be in Philadelphia. Yes. So it'll be Picks Thursday this
week. Mania, brother.
In WrestleMania.
Mania, brother.
It would be kind of sick to do HD from WWE World.
Michael Cole and Triple H.
People would love that.
Yeah,
that would
be sick.
People are clamoring.
They are waiting for that.
If only we could bet on the man versus mommy.
Yeah. Be fucking minus 5,000.
We might have to get a handshake bet going, Gumpy.
Any day.
Yeah,
week,
yeah. I'll take you both up.
The man has no chance.
Here's my
bank.
Here's my bank account.
The man always has a chance.
Pink slips, brother.
It's mommy's world.
Pink slips, brother.
Tonight, we got some NIT tonight. MLB tonight. We got NBA tonight. We have NHL tonight.
We got fucking
Footy,
CONCACAF Champions League, and the U.S. Open.
Bingo. We got it all tonight. So how about we dive in, okay?
Let's do it.
Let's start per use. You know, once it's baseball season, we're going to start there. Probably, you know, because, you know, earlier.
Even games. NFL season.
Even when September
kicks off. If we remember correctly.
I don't think so.
That's not what I've. The analytics are saying otherwise.
Once August comes around, you know, we'll take a vote.
I mean, the
in
same
the chat?
People.
No, not the chat.
Yeah, the chat for sure.
No. The same people.
That's the chat right now.
No, I don't want to.
No, we don't. We don't need. We don't need that.
What's chat?
Same people complaining about that are the same people that complained that we didn't give enough baseball analytics during football season are the same people that are get to the picks guys. So what do you want?
Get well,
to
the fucking picks, Bruce or, is just quote tweeting the show with his picks anyway. So what does it matter?
Yeah, I did do that. Yeah.
It's because you're a shill, corporate shill to the chat.
No, I thought about it.
Are you in the Discord?
He's ringleader.
I'm not in the Discord, but I do get Twitter DMs from one of the mods who keeps me apprised of the.
And who fucking elected that guy up to be a mod?
I don't know. The people? I don't know.
Maybe we should vote that guy out.
Whoa. Are you against the Discord?
They're doing a full year.
Couple guys are a little too chatty.
They're doing a full year MLB The Show video game like season and invited me to play. And I was like, dude, like when the fuck am I going to
every night, Bruce?
Play 162 games of The Show?
Dude, if I had the time, I would.
Get in there.
I politely
what
decline.
Are we talking about?
Come on, Bruce. Decline.
All right, let's do baseball tonight. How'd you get? You did 6-2.
Yep.
How'd you do last night?
Hold the phone.
I went 0-2.
0-3.
Actually, I think I went 0-3.
Now 9-3. Anytime you say I'm undefeated on the year, guess what's coming that night?
Oh, yeah.
A fucking goose egg.
Yankees won.
Okay.
Red Sox won.
Yeah.
Dads lose.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians lose.
Mm-hmm.
Astros win.
Guardians losing was tough.
Rangers win. Orioles push. Buccos win. Reds lose.
Shout out Renault Blanco, no hitter.
Sounds like a decent night.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Benny Blanco.
Yeah, Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco, no hitter.
Awesome start.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything for Louis Varland and Jakob Yunus, twins and Brewers? We got a 4-10 start on that one.
I'm going to sit that one out.
I'm also sitting that one out.
I'm playing the Brewers. I like them off the sweep of the Mets going into their home opener.
I don't hate that.
With Jakob Yunus?
Yeah, with a Jakob Yunus, because Varland's
not the right home, Bob.
Not exactly an ace himself. So I think pitchers, I'll call it a wash. And I think the Brewers' bats stay hot at home. I was surprised to see them plus a half first five, so I'm on that. And then full game plus 1.5 to start my parlay.
Okay.
Let's go, Bruce.
That way, Bruce.
Start us off, Bruce.
KC at Baltimore, 6:35. Alec Marsh versus Cole Irvin. Nothing for me.
Sign me up again for the Orioles. Oh, I may bet the Orioles probably every game this season.
Okay. I have a team that I have bet on every game so far in tonight. Love when that happens.
And can we just, first start of the year, maybe a little too early for this. Can we just, good outing, Marco Gonzalez?
Yes, certainly.
It was a good outing.
Hell of an outing.
Thank you.
He started very well, very efficient, getting ground balls, getting double plays. Then I got worried. He started losing the command a little bit.
He had five walks.
Yeah,
he had five walks. I think I saw 5 Ks, 5 walks.
He had 5 walks. I was starting to get him.
There's always going to be ducks on the ball and Marco's on the ball.
Always.
Listen, that'll happen.
Space!
They don't play today, but the Buccos are 5-0. Okay, Connor Joe's might be MVP.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He did have the game-winning double.
Yeah, he's a beast. Scored the
Spurs
tying.
Just went up in the fourth.
Scored the tying run as well.
This is the first game today where you've got your opening day starter. We're back at the top of the rotation. Jesus Luzardo is hosting.
Before we jump, I am on the Orioles. I snagged it in 168 last night.
Okay.
So. Good snag.
180 is where the price should be, but I got it back.
Okay. There's a lot of lines that are not interesting.
Jesus Luzardo went 5. Gave up 2 in his opening debut. Goes against Tyler Anderson today of the Angels. Nothing there for me.
Angels and who?
The Marlins.
I wanted to be on the Marlins, but I just can't do it. I don't love what I've seen.
Okay.
I haven't loved what I've watched.
Not that the Angels, you can love anything about the Angels either. But
Pratt was mashing yesterday.
No, I would venture to put a must win on this game for the Miami Marlins. They're 0-5.
Yeah.
They're at home. Their ace is on the bump. They have to win this baseball game. I'm on the Marlins. They have to win.
157 left. You better fucking win this one.
Yeah, this is must win. First must win of the
for the vibes.
There was
for
ever. The yeah.
Cincy at Philly. Staying away from this matchup today. Ashcraft and Turnbull.
I love Ashcraft. So you put me down for the Reds, first 5.5.
I almost did it, but I...
Come on.
I'm just feeling it out still with that series.
Okay, yeah, if you just feel it out a little bit. Today, my first play of the day, Andrew Heaney goes against Eflin. Yeah. Eflin went 5 2/3, gave up 6 in his debut.
Our sweet, sweet
prince. Didn't have a great fucking spring training either. I will take Texas first 5.5.
Yes, please. Sign me up.
I haven't bet it yet, but you guys are compelling me to back our sweet prince, Andrew Heaney.
Yeah.
Once had a Jacob DeGrom career.
Yep.
Oh, here he goes.
Before injuries trailed him. It's good to be back.
The Heaney fan club.
It's good to be back. I'd love the leader. Andrew Heaney.
The leader.
But no play for me at this juncture.
Jeez.
Casey Mize goes for the undefeated Tigers against the Mets. Goes against Hauser. Nothing for me here.
You want to talk about must wins, Bruce? You
another
one. That's on this one too. I got nothing here.
Yeah. So, Mize, was he just injured last year? You get Tommy John.
He hasn't pitched since 22. Where he had a 5.97 in 22. He had a 2.21 in spring.
Pretty good spring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mize was a dog back in the day. He was. We were getting.
That's why it's too many.
Yeah.
Him and Mize John Means were like the. what's the line here?
130 on the Mets.
Mm. Oh, Tigers are plus 1/2?
Yeah.
And who's going for the Mets?
Hauser.
Adrian Hauser.
Who had his days.
From the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nice matchup.
Yeah, sure.
I declined to bet this one, but I'm interested to see, have these guys pitched this year yet?
No.
Okay.
I was trying to talk myself into it, but Hauser had too many walks in spring training for me to feel comfortable.
Okay.
Tigers and Mets might have just made the third TV.
Made the list.
They might have eyes on that one.
Atlanta goes against the White Sox. Reynaldo Lopez goes for Atlanta. He has not pitched yet this year. Garrett Crochet was the opening day starter for the White Sox. Went six, gave up one earned run, had a 2.13 in the spring. So a good year so far from him. I'm not betting against Atlanta, though. I'm not betting on the White Sox against Atlanta for sure. I'm gonna stay away.
Has Kopech pitched for the White Sox?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not know.
I'll check it out.
I don't know.
I got nothing on this one.
Yeah, okay. This is just the dog is just a little too short. If we were getting 185, 190, plus 200 maybe, what it probably will be in July, I would like the White Sox in this spot, but it's just a little too early for me to blow my load on a dog.
Oh, Kopech is in the pen.
Mm. Have they scored more than fucking runs?
White Sox, yeah, they're dominated.
Oh, Kopech the closer?
Fucking kill.
Jeez.
Colorado's at Chicago Cubs.
Give us Kopech back.
Kyle Freeland went 2 1/3 in his opening day start, gave up 10 earned runs.
What a fall from grace for that.
He had a good spring. For the Cubs, Javier Assad goes his first start of the year. Had a 4.64 last year and a 6.39 in the spring. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
This is a pretty good Cubs lineup.
I like this Cubs team.
Yeah.
I really do.
They might be back, man.
Taking them?
I'm out.
Okay.
It's just a little too rich.
Berrios goes. He had a good opening day start. 6 innings pitch, 2 earned runs. Had a good spring as well. Framber gave up 3 in his opening and didn't have that great of a spring. So I'm going to take the Toronto first 5 plus a half.
Yeah, I worry about a team after they get no hit, after they have the no hitter.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the Astros at home against the Jays, I'm going to ride Astros first 5 money line.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the Astros full. It does give me pause that a no hitter is in the aura of this ball game. But I think Framber gets right and is dealing once again.
Okay. Sox are in Oakland. Bello goes against Alex Wood after a good opening day 5 and gave up 2. Wood went 3 1/3, gave up 6 in his opening day. If I think anything less than minus 150,
the
160, 170 against the A's this year, I'm probably just going to auto take it. Yeah, so give me the Sox.
Did you see that the scuttlebutt around the A's?
I saw something about jewelry or something like
that. Yeah, they're wearing like kind of Live Strong bracelets that support a group that is basically like the head of like sell the team.
Okay.
Fire the owner.
So.
And they sent down their best player to AAA for wearing that armed Live Strong bracelet.
Good to know. Right. Yeah, I'll take the Sox.
Yes,
I'll
go for the Sox.
Yeah, sure. Another borderline must win, not as bad as the Marlins, but like you got to win this game with Bello on the bump at the A's. Alex Wood up there.
Yeah, unlike what you just did.
Sox at 3-2, brother.
My bounce back player of the year, Bieber, is going again after an opening day 6 innings pitch, no earned runs at 1.56 in spring.
11 strikeouts in the
opener. Yeah. Luis Castillo, you know, good last year, 3.8, good in spring, 2.9. Gave up 4 in his opening in 5. I'm going to take Cleveland first 5 plus the half with Biebs on the mound.
Yep, I'll join you.
Yep. Okay. Me too.
I didn't like what I saw from Tristan McKenzie. Did not look
last night. No.
And that's not like it's not like stacked Mariners.
Didn't love that. No. Nestor's on the mound.
Yeah.
For the Yankees, the undefeated Yanks.
Yeah.
5 innings pitch, 4 earned runs in his first start. But the boys came back and won that opening game. Zach Allen went 5 and gave up 1 in his opening start. I was leaning. Is there a reason I didn't take Arizona here?
Probably because Nestor's a dog.
Yeah.
I got Yanks first 5 plus a half for sure.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it would be sweet if they just kept winning.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away. I know I was leaning Arizona, but there must have been some reason I stayed away. So I'm going to keep staying away.
Uh-huh.
St. Louis is at the Dads. You's had a great year so far. You had a good year last year.
Yep.
And
he just had the sole start, right? Or has he had two?
Had two.
No, he had
two.
The opening day one. Where he went 5, gave up 1, had a 2.89 in spring, a 3.8 last year against Mikolas, who gave up 5 in his opening. I'm going to take the Dads first 5, minus 140.
Yep.
Yeah, the Dads keep fucking me, but I will keep
backing
them.
They tend to do that to this program.
Like,
yeah, it's just...
I just don't understand how they're not good.
Last night, it's like...
nuts.
So it's bottom nine. You're down four. Fernando Tatis is leading off the bottom of the ninth, and he just swings at the first pitch and grounds out.
He hit two dingers last night? Was that the day before?
I think that was the day before. I think he had one.
I love Tatis.
He may have had two. No, because the Merrill, the rookie, added the other one.
They got five shortstops playing on the field at once. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then the last game is Logan Webb, who's been good, goes up against, we do not know who's going for the Dodgers yet.
It's not Glasso?
No, it's not Glass now. So
Glasso's out?
I was seeing Grove on one app and then another reliever in the other one. So it's a bullpen day for the Dodgers.
What happened to Glass?
Motherfucker.
I think they're just bumping him a day or...
I don't know, but...
He was never going to pitch, but I'm confused.
Count me
confused
out.
And staying away for the reason.
Well, I'm going to try and cash out of this. I took the under of 8.5 full game on this because I saw both these pitchers had low ERAs. Now it's saying, Grove is pitching a 21. So,
What did you say?
Grove has a 21 ERA is what he was saying.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my app
pitching to 21.
He's pitching to 21.
Like bowling.
Yeah, Michael Grove does. He went, he's pitched three innings. How many runs does he give?
21.
Yeah, he's got 21.
Alex Vesia.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm conflicting.
I'm going to stay away from that one. All right, tonight I got Texas first 5.5. Toronto first 5.5. Boston full game money line. Cleveland first 5.5, and Dodgers first 5 money line. Gumpy, what say you?
All first 5. Orioles money line. Reds +0.5. Rangers +0.5. Astros money line. Guardians +0.5. Red Sox money line. Dads money line. Yanks +0.5.
Bruce.
I got the Brewers first 5.5 and full game on the run line to start a parlay. The Orioles money line, the Marlins money line, the Astros money line, the Guardians first 5.5, the Red Sox -140, and the Dad Dick slaying 130.
They're going to fuck us again, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Oh, no.
They really better not, because... They really better not, because I'm about sick of it. Oh, wait. Just to go back to that game last night, real quick, Waldron, the knuckleballer, I was excited to back him.
Yeah.
The second I saw him, I knew I made a grave mistake. Never betting on him again.
What do you mean?
Throwing a 93 dead flat four-seam fastball with a knuckleball that might just hang over the middle and fly 75 miles per hour onto a professional.
Yeah, but that's the...
What was his knuckleball clocking at?
Like, probably like 84. So
That is a little hard for a knuckler.
Yeah.
It is a little hard.
I like my knuckler to be 70s. Like 79, 69.
Yeah.
And you can gas it up with like an 85.
Yep, and I think he has one other pitch, maybe a changeup, but he was just getting...
That's how Wakefield did it.
Yeah. Timmy was the best, though.
R.I.P.
All right, let's go to...
Shout out R.A. Dickey as well.
Yeah,
Dickey did have a bit of...
NBA tonight, Lakers are 13-point favorites. Bucks are 13-point favorites. Knicks,
I like 3-point the Knicks.
Dogs.
+3.
Should be a bit of a playoff environment. Dropped two straight. The last one to the Thunder was in heartbreaking last-second fashion. I love the Knicks +3.
The Sixers are only 2.5-point dogs. Is that because is Embiid playing tonight or no?
People think he might, but they're not sure.
Shai Gilley may not play tonight. Is that what I'm seeing? Huh?
He should not.
All right, so we don't know what really is going on there. Minnesota's 7.5-point favorites against Houston. Houston's been on a good run.
Yeah.
Should kick
anything there? Denver's 16-point favorites. Jazz are 10-point dogs. Clippers in... Kings, anything there?
I
like Clippers money line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. I like the Sacramento Kings money line because they're at home, and I just like the Kings better than the Clippers.
Come
Lakers
on.
Lakers fan, Clippers hater.
Come on.
Dude. Do we like the Mavs?
I also...
Where are they laying?
They're dogs.
They're basically...
Where?
It's a pick 'em.
Where at?
At Golden State.
I had Golden State as the dog here at -105. Both these teams super hot. So I was taking Golden State on the money line, but that's really a coin flip.
Okay.
Fucking hate Tottenham.
Yeah, all right, so what do you have tonight in the NBA? Just so we
are clear. I have the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors, both money lines.
Don't be good, I think.
Clippers money line, Knicks +3.
Okay.
Just the Knicks say the three for me.
You say the Mavs are a pick 'em at Golden State?
Basically.
Yep. Yeah.
Luka and Kyrie in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both these teams need to win. Golden State needs to win more, I would say, to stay in the plan. Just to
sign me up for the Mavs. Yeah. I like the vibes of that team right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Sign them up.
They haven't lost in a while.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
Cool. Great. Just looking at here. Toronto and the Blues. Good night on the fucking ice, huh, boys?
I was wrong about a good bit of things yesterday,
and the Blues are
close.
Blues are close now.
You know what you did with the Penguins last night.
I did not intend to.
Yeah, what happened there?
Certainly did not. That was the rags back there laying an egg. That's what that was.
Job, Bruce.
Bunch of bullshit.
I mean, Crosby.
Queenos.
Took over.
Do we have a similar situation tonight with the Caps? Maybe it's Pups or no?
I like the Caps tonight. Where in the narrowest of edges.
In Buffalo.
Oh.
6-4 in their last 10. They've got Buffalo, then Pittsburgh. So favorable schedule for them. Sabres 0-18 on the power play. Past couple games, not being
good. No, that's not good.
Here's what the Sabres have going for them tonight.
What's that, brother?
Jeff Skinner will play his 1,000th game in the National Hockey League.
Skin Dog's 1,000th?
Never played a playoff game.
Yikes.
So, not that they're going to make the playoffs, but just a little bit of maybe the hockey gods throw a little something Buffalo's way.
Maybe they'll...
Was that 12 years, no playoff games?
And he came in young, too. I'm pretty sure he came in...
Been with Buffalo his whole career?
No, he was in Carolina to start.
Tough.
This guy's never played?
No.
Tough situation.
So,
Skin Dog. How old is this guy?
31, I think.
Oh, what a run. He's never been traded at the deadline to a squad?
No, he got traded to Buffalo. And it hasn't been pretty since.
Poor guy.
So
P.
That is working against me here with this pick, but I will take the Caps as dogs on the road.
Okay. Panthers on a back-to-back are $2 favorites.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to lay it there against Habitans, huh?
Panthers are...
Uh-oh.
I'm going to take the Panthers in 60, but I might be digging myself deeper. We'll see.
Okay. Penguins are on a back-to-back against the Devils.
Oh, no.
Nothing there.
Going out for the devil.
Hello. Islanders are on a back-to-back, and they're 250 favorites against the Blackhawks. Oh. Blackhawks 6-4 their last 10.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a block, huh?
Hungry Blackhawks.
I just can't.
Did the Sharks win last night, Bruce?
Did they? Let's see. Loading. No.
What's the score? They
4-2.
4-2. 4-2. 4-2.
I mean, they were kind of hungry, but not super hungry.
They always do that.
Minnesota minus 140 against Ottawa. Ottawa 7-3 in their last 10.
Yeah. I will take the Sens here.
Ooh, okay.
Road dog.
The hungry Sens.
We'll see. I mean, this is Ottawa's time. This is when Ottawa plays their best hockey down the stretch at the end of the year when they have nothing to play for. Playing for the vibes next year.
Nashville playing good hockey as of late. -110 versus the Boston Bruins.
Nashville's playing great hockey.
Yeah.
Won, what was it, 15, 6 points in
17.
Yeah, so many games. And then they dropped two to Arizona and Colorado.
And
they let up 8 and 7 in most of those games.
Boys.
Yeah, okay. Now let's get our minds right. We just got our ass kicked 2 games in a row. Coach is going to let us have it. They're going to go back out there and they're going to show up. But the problem is it's Boston. Yeah, Boston's busy. I think we got to flip it.
What?
No. I think we have to do it.
No.
No?
I think we're doing it.
Oh.
All right, for the audible coin. It is a wise coin, an all-knowing coin. And if you remember correctly, the coin... Gumby, please slide to your left.
Slide to
Thank
your
you.
Left.
Thank you, brother. The coin is coming off a great victory where it picked...
The Stars!
The Dallas Stars in the Gumby Bowl against the Coover Coovers. Tonight, the Boston Bruins travel down to Nashville.
What?
The Bruins are -110. The Nashville Predators are -110.
Wow.
Two of the great storied original six in the NHL battle in the Battle of the Coin tonight.
How dare you?
Yeah, who the hell are they? Fucking Preds.
Yeah, they are. Brothers, good face-offs. Who won that one? Drop the puck.
Good win. Good win.
I like both.
He was right.
Mix it up. Mix it up. You know, you
Bill,
keep everybody on their toes.
Get that fucking football out of here.
Who the Bees playing? Predators, he says?
It's the coin's time.
Predators aren't original six. Okay.
They might not even be original.
Hey, you need to
go. You all right, bro?
Yeah.
Brother, you all right?
There you go, brother.
Nick, I'll let you take it away.
Brother.
All right, brothers.
Cameraman on Nick.
Come on, Mitt.
It's been on Nick.
Come on, Mitt.
It's been too busy.
Mutt. Yeah, yes.
Boy, Mutt.
The Boston Bruins will be heads. The Nashville Predators will be tails in the flip. Oh, that is a solid tails.
Ah! Oh, no.
Coin is spoken.
Thank you, coin.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Are the
Panthers?
Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. D-Butts, please. To the mic. Foxy, please stay. Ty, please stay. Connor, please stay. Hot dog, you can leave.
Oh, my God. Love you, Ty.
What's going on with the Panthers, man?
You know, we're hitting a little around the ebbs and flows of the season. But I would like to be playing
this
the August to the postseason.
I don't know if ebb is up or flow is up, but they're riding the flow right now.
Yeah, it's the schneid.
Just waiting for playoff hockey? Or?
Yeah, no, we're not waiting. Yeah, but peaks and valleys, you know.
It's okay, so you're not worried?
No, nah, not worried at all.
Okay.
You kidding me?
Okay. You sure?
You kidding me?
Good luck.
Ooh.
Fucking brick wall.
I hope not these bricks.
But nah, you know, that's six.
Jeez.
All right, thank you, D-Bot. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Good luck, Bot.
Good luck, brother.
Thank you, Joe.
Foxy.
We love the cats around here.
Are Wings dead? Because they've been terrible.
No, Stick Taps are the Wings. They won last night.
Nick, are the Wings dead?
Wings are tied right now with the Caps for the last spot with the Caps.
Wow.
Two games in hand on them.
Oh, wow. So the Wings are going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, it's close. Like, it's going to be right.
Wings are back.
Rags are going to shit pump.
I believe their game on Friday is a tough one as well.
Are the Wings back?
Someone good.
Okay.
So we'll be okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, Larkin and the boys will be ready.
Okay.
Let's
good luck.
Fucking Larkin keep that man on the ice, brother.
No Larkin? Ty, I've heard the Blues are right on the heels of the Knights.
The Knights are 7-2 in their last nine. 7-2
Yeah, the Knights have actually moved up. The Blues are right on the heel of hockey
game tonight.
Yeah. Oh, Hollywood.
I don't know what you're talking about. And also, I mean, again, yeah, like hockey is great. We're almost to the playoffs. The fucking Yankees are 5-0. That's all I care about, right?
Yankees are 5-0.
How do you feel about Nestor tonight?
Caitlin Clark is 5-0.
Yeah, exactly. That's also big. Nasty Nestor, I think, will bounce back a little bit.
So too.
I think right now the Yankees can.
Arizona's no pushover.
They're not. They made it to the World Series.
Yeah, last
year. So again, I didn't want to do this because
and they have their ace on the mound.
Buccos are 5-0.
Thank you.
And they're unbelievable.
Tigers are undefeated.
Right. Who've
Sox 3-2.
3-2 is pretty good.
And then the Buccos have played the Marlins and the Nationals.
Oh, okay.
No. So while that's a big deal, it is. I'm not discounting that.
Are you discounting Connor Joe?
Well, a lot of people.
No.
Oh. His Connor Joe.
His pour over coffee system that he takes with him everywhere. Obviously, that's gonna.
Be, yeah, he's pouring in rubs.
A lot of people are saying the Marlins are gonna be in the playoffs.
He is the Rippy.
Who's saying that?
A lot of people.
It is me because I don't know shit about baseball.
Okay, who have the Yankees beat?
The Astros, who went to the ALCS last year, and the Diamondbacks, who were in the World Series this year. So, a couple good baseball teams.
Both those teams, they stink this year.
Record
says they stink this year.
Yeah,
Astros just had possible. A no-hitter. No way they
stink. They did throw a no-no last night. But
against Mickey
Benny,
Mouse.
Benny Blanco.
I thought the Blue Jays were supposed to be the best. Oh,
every year.
What's going on?
Every year, fuck. Last year was a trailer. Here comes the movie. Fucking year with the Blue Jays.
Oh, what do you know? It's got a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes year after year.
Oh, shit.
Are you just upset that Connor Joe is higher in the MVP odds than Soto?
I said this. It's tough because I almost want the Yankees to maybe trade Soto at the deadline for Connor and a package of players. That's obviously a joke. I would take a bullet for Juan Soto. He's the and best
would,
Yankee
we
ever.
We would take a bullet for Connor Joe.
And Joe Soto.
Makes sense.
Jeez.
What?
Without the end.
Don't you dare. Like, Soto has no affiliation with the. He's not a Chinese nationalist.
Yeah,
okay,
with China.
Okay, all right. Just make it.
The Red Sox stink. What say you?
They're 3-2, bitch. They're fucking above 500, motherfucker.
Best starting pitcher going, brother.
Oh, best starting pitcher going. You're 3-2. How would that say?
Our bullpen stinks.
Yeah, we're one of the only teams in the entire MLB with fucking 40 strikeouts and eight. It's the White Sox. I had that.
All right, brothers.
Wrong Sox.
But yeah, the Knights good hockey team right now. Hertl, how's he playing?
Thomas?
Yeah. No, he's still hurt.
Yeah, he's got the red shirt.
Saying he's this year's Jackie Ace.
He's actually still Hertl.
Jackie Ace has been fucking
put. No, but I'm saying Hertl is this year's pickup at the deadline. Like Jackie.
Deadline
ashes. Huh?
I actually do like Vegas tonight against the Cougars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do play.
They just had a 4-game road trip. They're back at home, and then they're back on the road for another like 3, 4, maybe 5 games. So give me Vegas.
There's a chance that the fucking Golden Knights are going to end up being the number one overall seed.
Probably
not.
They might win the President's
Trophy. There is no chance of that happening, but
I mean, metaphorically, of course, you know,
they're going number one in their own hands.
Exactly.
Which number one favorites.
All that matters going into the playoffs.
Two.
As of right now, they would play the
Oilers. Let me tell you, hold on. The favorites to win the cup, is that what you're asking?
Okay with that. Fine with that.
Team futures.
Bruins?
The Rags are going to win the President's Trophy?
Nah, Texas Hockey hot on their heels, brother.
Texas Hockey's going to win the President's Trophy?
Right there for the taking.
Everyone is like...
Stanley Cup. The favorite to win the Stanley Cup is the Carolina Hurricanes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by the Florida Panthers.
No team from Carolina is going to win the fucking NHL title.
And then the Colorado...
hot dog in fucking 18 years.
I've been on a fucking hot dog since 1974. Wouldn't even fucking feed one of my cats.
Never.
3, 6, 9.
Hey, you guys were in a good program.
Knights are in 10th.
Number 9.
Knights have 10th best odds to win the cup.
Good odds.
Jump on it.
Fucking hammer those right now.
Bruins have the same odds.
Boom.
Wow.
All right.
Here we go.
See you guys in the fucking...
See you in the final.
Fuck that. See fuck that. It's fucking bullshit.
Cameraman, get on them.
Fuck them. Come here, cameraman. Fuck them. Fuck that.
I don't care about your fucking script.
This at you.
Yeah, I know. Fuck that! Fuck you!
I just placed a massive wager on pasta goal because I'm not going against the coin. Pasta goal. Maybe Martian. Pasta haven't scored in a while.
Okay.
Hammer down.
All that's left, I believe, is a team ride on the Indiana State Sycamores.
Yeah, I do like money. I don't like it. I do like money line.
Give me the Utes.
What?
What the fuck?
What's your deal? You going up against Magic the Gathering Johnson?
You mean Bob Avila?
Yeah.
I
just didn't, you know.
All right, exactly. I got Indiana State money line.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm not betting the NIT.
Jesus. The other game, I'm not laying 4.5 with Seton Hall, so I'm out on that one.
Okay.
Don't like.
That's fucking mean.
Any footy?
Do you want the...
2-0 Magpies.
Yeah, West Ham tied it with the Spurs. CONCACAF Champions League tonight. I like Columbus Crew, Dronobet versus Tigres. And give me the Revs, double chance versus Club America. And then we'll go to tomorrow. Brighton, Dronobet versus Brentford. And then this might be a vibes pick. Give me Aston Villa plus 1.5 versus Man City.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a vibes pick.
Yes.
Ooh, they should be able to hang in there.
I like Spurs winning
right
brother.
Now. Spurs winning right now?
No. It's Kurt Zuma just tied it with
Ty the Zuma went unmocked into our box and netted one.
Surely that's not how.
Hey, you want to send us out here?
Yes, I will, Tony. Tony, I got something for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, Tony, where there is no vision, there is no hope. George Washington Carver.
Who is he?
A scientist.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.